This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is on the campaign trail in Pennsylvania, holding a partially drive-in rally in Bucks County this afternoon.
It's go time, folks. As my coach at Delaware would say, it's go time. It's game day. We have 10 days left. It may come down to Pennsylvania. And I believe in you. I believe in my state.
President Trump is about to take the stage in North Carolina and is holding rallies in Ohio and Wisconsin. Earlier, he voted in Florida, again trying to cast doubt on mail-in voting without any evidence.
Very strict. Right by the rules, when you send in your ballot, could never be like that. It could never be secure like that.
CBS's Nancy Cordes reports that there are other races in play this coming election day.
With Democrats now pouring money into reach states like Kansas and Texas, GOP donors have rushed in to level the playing field. Casino magnate Sheldon Adelson and his wife giving $75 million. But it doesn't help that senators are stuck in Washington, finalizing the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett instead of back home campaigning. Senate leader Mitch McConnell is hoping to wrap up soon. He's up for re-election, too.
The U.S. set a daily record of more than 83,000 new coronavirus cases yesterday. That's the highest total since July. Cases are up in most states. In Idaho, one hospital is no longer accepting children because it is overwhelmed with coronavirus cases. In Colorado, the East Troublesome Fire is wreaking deadly havoc. CBS's Omar Villafranca is there.
The scope of the fire is massive, and the threat of it merging with the Cameron Peak Fire has even veteran firefighters worried.
Can you describe what it looks like in there?
I've been in and around wildfire for almost 10 years, and I've never seen anything like what we experienced two nights ago, where we had 100,000 acres growth in a matter of a night.
The streets in downtown Estes Park are nearly empty, save for fire crews heading in and out of the fight.
More bad news about air pollution.
The British scientists found small increases in people's exposure to air pollution are linked to significant rises in depression and anxiety. They also found people living in places with higher levels of pollution were twice as likely to experience mental health issues as those in the least polluted areas. The researchers acknowledge that other factors are important for mental health, such as genetics and childhood experiences. But they add that, unlike those, air pollution can be prevented. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-721-4880. That's 800-721-4880. 800-721-4880 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's a Halloween predator you might not know about.
He did the monster mash.
Squirrels can turn your perfectly carved pumpkins into mash if you don't tend to them properly. Wildlife experts at Cornell University say a surplus of acorns combined with a milder fall and winter last season have allowed the rodents to flourish in the Northeast. One of their favorite snacks are jack-o'-lanterns. To keep them away, try dousing them with hot sauce and animal repellent. If it's too late, you can always buy a fake made out of plastic or wood. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Remember the needle graphic on the New York Times website on election night in 2016? It won't be there this year. It was a meter shaped like a half clock, with outcomes showing which candidate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton was likely to win, causing joy or sorrow depending on which one supported. The pundits, if you remember, were wrong. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
KGMI News Update.
I'm Haley Joe. After weeks of trapping and searching, the State Department of Agriculture has located an Asian giant hornet nest between Blaine and Linden. Entomologists trapped several live hornets this week, and a radio tracker on one led them to a nest on Linden High School principal Ian Freeman's property.
They were thinking that the nest was supposed to be in the ground, and they were standing around looking at the ground and hearing all of this buzzing flying over their head. And they turned around and looked up, and it was actually in the tree.
They plan to destroy the nest this morning by sucking most of the hornets out and then sealing the tree. This is the first nest found in the U.S. And Washington has now seen more than 100,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus infection since the pandemic began. The Department of Health reported 651 new cases and 3 new deaths Thursday. That put the number of confirmed cases at 100,525 and the total number of people who have died to 2,289. Your KGMI dependable forecast. Today's going to have some sunshine, but it will be a bit chilly with a high of 49 this afternoon. It's going to be clear and chilly with frost later this evening with an overnight low of 30. I'm Haley Joe with KGMI News.
This is Radio Real Estate with your host, Mike Kent, on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com. Brought to you by Windermere Real Estate, Bank of the Pacific, Linden Sheet Metal, and Windwood Enterprises.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Real Estate. This is Mike Kent. I'm joined this morning by Lisa Kent as well. We've got a full show today. A lot of interesting things we're going to cover. Everything from haunted houses and how that applies to real estate law, as well as Lisa's going to introduce us to someone who's helping to put Whatcom County on the map and has a way for you to do the same. But first off, the real estate market, folks, reminds me of trying to find toilet paper when COVID-19 came along. It is getting scarcer and scarcer to find a selection of homes. To give you an example, this last week, and this is the most dramatic set of numbers I've come across yet, we had 51 single-family homes come on the market throughout all of Whatcom County. So a very, very small number of homes came on the market, 51. During the last 7 days, we had 166 homes go under contract. This is the first time that I recall that we had three times as many homes be spoken for as arrived on the market. That can only lead to one thing: continuing escalation in price and more desperation with buyers trying to find the right place in a reasonable amount of time. So expect, if you're a buyer entering our marketplace, you better be working with a realtor. You better be pre-approved and be ready to pull the trigger, because chances are you're going to do 2 or 3, 4 attempts before you succeed in getting your house. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the show. We'll talk about the escalation clause, how important that is, and how to deal with it as both buyer and seller. The size of the homes that came on the market average about 2,065 square feet. The average size of the homes that received accepted offers, pretty close to the same, just over 2,000 square feet. The price per square foot of homes that are new to the marketplace, $185 per square foot. The price per square foot of homes that received accepted offers, just under that at $280 a square foot. I predict, as I mentioned, I believe last week, by the first quarter of next year, we're going to see average prices per square foot north of $300. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Lindale Glass is your trusted window, door, and glass specialist. With over 34 years of installation experience for residential and commercial projects in Whatcom and Skagit County, Lindale Glass features Milgard windows and doors, leading the industry by producing innovative, high-quality products that meet every homeowner's needs. A leader in beauty, style, and performance, Milgard can't be beat. Visit one of the Lindale showrooms today or call to schedule a free in-home estimate online at lindaleglass.com.
Even during these challenging times, the mortgage lenders of Bank of the Pacific continue to help customers purchase, refinance, and construct their homes. Whether your plan is for a new home or just a lower payment, Bank of the Pacific mortgage lenders are here to help. Find your nearest lender at bankofthepacific.com. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 417480. All loans subject to credit approval. Certain fees and restrictions may apply.
Are your drains sluggish, slow, or not draining at all? Struggling with a mysterious odor that just won't go away? What's your drain pain? Hi, I'm Brad Barron, operating officer and fourth generation Barron at Barron Heating. At Barron, we believe comfort goes way beyond just heating and cooling. Our Barron Plumbing team offers a wide range of whole home plumbing services, including drain and sewer cleaning. Licensed Barron plumbers take a home performance approach to find the root of the problem and solve your drain issues for good. Skip the store-bought cleaners that damage your pipes and can leave you with costly repairs. Call the professionals at Barron Plumbing. For a limited time, Barron Plumbing is offering 15% off drain or sewer cleaning, plus one free year of Silver Shield plumbing coverage. Let us wash away your drain pain. Call Barron Plumbing to schedule a drain or sewer cleaning service today. Barron, your full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission, improving lives.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate, and again, we're in a market where it appears homes are selling three times faster than the inventory is building, and it's very, very incredible times we find ourselves in. Speaking of incredible, I'm going to share with you real quickly as we come close to the Halloween season, an interesting story that Greg Bose, attorney here in town, sent to me, and this is a case out in New York of a house that was haunted, and I'll read a bit of from the plaintiff. It's a plaintiff to his horror discovered that the house he had recently contracted to purchase was widely reputed to be possessed by poltergeist, reportedly seen by defendant seller and the members of her family on numerous occasions over the last 9 years. The plaintiff promptly commenced this action seeking rescission of the contract of sale, and the Supreme Court reluctantly dismissed the complaint, holding that plaintiff has no remedy at law in this jurisdiction. The unusual facts of the case, as disclosed by the record, clearly warrant a grant of equitable relief to the buyer, who, as a resident of New York City, cannot be expected to have any familiarity with the folklore of the village of Nyack. And they went on to say, basically conclude that it is the defendant's promotional efforts in publicizing her close encounters with the spirits which fostered the home's reputation in the community. In 1989, the house was included in a five-home walking tour of Nyack and described in a November 27th newspaper article as Riverfront Victorian with Ghosts. The impact of the reputation thus created goes to the very essence of the bargain between the parties, greatly impairing both the value of the property and its potential for resale. The extent of this impairment may be presumed for the purpose of reviewing the disposition of this motion to dismiss the cause of action for rescission. And the court, the judge says, well, I agree with the Supreme Court that the real estate broker as agent for the seller is under no duty to disclose. And it goes on and talks about basically what we call in law caveat emptor, which is buyer beware. So it was well known enough that the buyer had an opportunity to know about it, and it was not the duty of the seller to disclose that her and the family had seen several ghosts in the 9 previous years. So if you're looking for a house in Whatcom County and you're concerned whether it's haunted, it is not a duty to the seller to disclose. Good things to know, right, Lisa?
Exactly. I've heard of cases similar to this, and I know there's certain things that the seller does not have to disclose. But interesting story, very relevant to the time.
Yes, exactly. So there you go. And we are going to have a guest coming on a little bit later in the show, and Lisa came across this, brought to our attention. Lisa, I'm going to let you introduce who we're going to be talking to, and this is a great opportunity for anyone that has a Facebook page or a business web page that wants to talk about Pride in Whatcom County. You're going to have a chance to do it. With that, I'll let you explain.
Yeah, so part of the Whatcom County Executive's Office, they have a department for community outreach, and we're going to be talking to the facilitator for the community outreach center with Whatcom County. His name is Jed. He'll be on later on this morning. And we're going to be talking about this new, I want to say almost like a logo graphic that was created free use for anyone in the county to use, open source. And it's a great graphic about Whatcom County. And we're going to be talking with him what came, you know, what spurred the idea, how people can share that, where you can get access to the graphic. But just a great way to create community pride within Whatcom County.
And it kind of comes at a timely at the right time. With all things that are happening in the world today, it's nice to have a chance for all of us to kind of show the pride in our community. Too many communities, that's not happening as much as we'd like to see. Whatcom County, I think, is an exceptional place. Bellingham's an exceptional place. This is a great way for people to say, hey, I live where I love. This place is great. And actually, the heading is, I love Whatcom. And it's a really cool graphic. Before he comes on, where can listeners go to actually see it?
So what you can do is go to the Whatcom County Executive Office on their website. I actually have posted it onto my real estate Facebook page as well. So if you search Lisa Kent with Windermere on Facebook, it'll be, I think, the first post at the top. I'll actually pin that up at the top as well, too, so you can access it. It's got a link on there. There's a bunch of different files that you have access to. But basically, because it's open source, you can use it to your discretion. If you want to put it on your Facebook background page, print it out, you know, make a bumper sticker. It's just a great graphic that encompasses Whatcom County as a whole. And just, it's a great way to show your pride for the place that you live in.
So he'll be joining us about 20 past, and we'll chat with him. You know, I've been running the numbers down this week. I can't believe 166 homes got accepted offers while only 51 came on the market. And what's really interesting, and we've talked about the last few weeks, the upper end of the market, even on the national news, I was watching one of the business channels a couple days ago, and they talked about the million-dollar-plus homes, how that market is just rocking. It's happening here in Whatcom County, continues to even strengthen. Last week, we only had three homes come on the market, only three homes. We would very seldom have three homes over $1 million just a year or two ago, but we had three last week, and at the same time, we had nine homes over $1 million penned in Whatcom County. And that tells me that is out of area money arriving. They've got lots of equity out of the homes they've sold. And I would guess that it was nine homes that went under contract, probably at least half of them paid cash. We know from Semiahmoo Shore, for example, you had several clients that you represented and they paid cash.
Exactly. I think we found even a couple of years ago when we started out the Semiahmoo Shore project, it was almost a kind of a projection of what was to come. We were seeing a lot of traffic from out of area, a lot of cash buyers, and now we're starting to see that within the Bellingham area and Whatcom County in general. We're especially with COVID, now that a lot of the tech companies are allowing their employees to work from home, there's a lot more flexibility, and people are starting to discover this area and realizing just how great it is, what a great place it is to live.
Yeah, it was funny. When we started with Semiahmoo Shore, we arranged for Mike Gish of Bank Pacific to be our preferred lender. And I'm sure Mike was anticipating quite a bit of business was coming as a result of that. And we were looking forward to pointing people to more when they'd be well cared for. And it turned out at the end there was only a handful out of 44 units that even needed a loan, which was a big surprise to us because that started about 4 years ago. And, boy, it has changed so much in the last few years. And what's really interesting, even those mortgage rates dipped this week down to about 2.7%, people still pay cash. But I think a lot of that is they're in a position in their life where they don't want to incur any debt, no matter how cheap that debt is. And it'll be very interesting going forward to see if that starts to shift. But one thing you've discovered, too, and we'll talk about later in the show, is how younger people can get into a house. There's still great opportunities because you just helped some first-time homebuyers, we'll chat about a little bit, too. When we come back from the break, though, we're going to be talking about this new position in at Whatcom County and what they're doing to help get Whatcom County literally on the map. Please stay with us.
Whether you're a home or business owner, when you need site prep or underground utility work, you need the team at Honkoop Gravel. Their dedicated professionals take pride in their work because they know there's no such thing as second best. Honkoop Gravel completes projects of all sizes using the latest technology to guarantee accuracy from beginning to end. Their crews have been working hard to make Honkoop Gravel a successful business for over 40 years. So if you need site work, you need the team at Honkoop Gravel in Linden or at honkoop.com.
This is Whatcom County Prosecutor Eric Ritchie, and I support Alicia Rule for State Representative for the 42nd District. Alicia Rule has always been a leader in Whatcom County. Serving on the Blaine City Council, she helped hire Blaine's fantastic new police chief. When cuts were proposed to the Blaine Police Department, she said no. In Olympia, Alicia will work with me to help with treatment for drug addiction and mental health, which will protect our community. Alicia has been endorsed by the Whatcom County Firefighters Local 106, the Washington State Nurses Association, and me, Eric Ritchie, your prosecuting attorney.
Thanks, Eric. I'm Alicia Rule, and I'm running to be your state representative. Healthcare is critical for Whatcom County families. In my mental health practice, I see every day how local families are struggling with access to local, affordable, quality healthcare and the high costs of prescription drugs. We have to lower out-of-pocket costs for our families. I'm Alicia Rule, and I ask for your vote.
Paid for by Vote Alicia Rule, Democrat.
In the shop.
Police asked Ford to come up with a solution that they could disinfect these vehicles.
Steve from Panacea, Kirk from Angler, Brian from Dr. John's, and Dan from Bellingham and Burlington Automotive.
And it heats the interior of this vehicle to 133 degrees. It kills 99%+ of any viruses or whatever that might be in there.
Join them on In the Shop, 9 to 10 a.m. every Saturday on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Welcome back to Your Ready Real Estate. I want to thank two of our sponsors make this possible every single Saturday morning. First of all, Linden Sheet Metal. They've been making this happen for about 21 years with us. We appreciate them. They're the folks to get a hold of right now to make sure... That furnace you have, if it's making funny noises or doesn't seem to be up to snuff or just needs to be serviced, give them a call and don't put it off, because as the cold weather becomes more repetitive, they're going to get busy like everybody else. That's Linden Sheet Metal, the corner of Guided Main, and also the good folks at the Bank of Pacific. I mentioned Mike Gish, the loan officer at Bank of Pacific, and continues to help folks out. In fact, Lisa, I want to take an opportunity. You just closed on a property from first-time home buyers, and if you want to tell us a little bit of how that went, and I know Mr. Gish was instrumental in these folks realizing they could get the home of their dreams, and they're in there enjoying it today.
Exactly. I find, especially with when we're talking about the market in general, and you're seeing a lot of folks moving here from out of area, what I found with a lot of first-time home buyers is they come to me and say, hey, how are we going to be able to afford this house? How are we going to be able to compete with these other offers? And you do have a chance as a first-time home buyer. You have to be a bit more creative. You've got to get your ducks in a row, be ready to put in that offer. And, I had some first-time home buyers come in. We figured out what location they wanted to live in, what city they wanted to live in Whatcom County, and found a great home for them. And went through the financing process. Had to go through a couple hoops, but myself and the other agent on the other end, we worked together and were able to get the deal closed. And they're working on their brand new home.
And the agent on the other side, I understand, was a fellow Windermere colleague.
Yes, exactly. Joshua, over with Windermere, in the Ferndale office there, and he did a great job on his end, and we were able to. Meet both parties' needs and get the property closed.
Yeah, it's really worked out really, really good. And you also use the system. I've talked about it on the show here a few times, the alert system. A lot of people don't know. If you know someone looking for a house, you can get hold of Lisa, and she can put them on a system that's been created that helps them see those houses hit the market exactly the same time she sees them hit the market.
Exactly. So through the MLS and any agent that is a part of the MLS has this capability to provide this for their clients. But what it is an automatic email system. And what you can do as a buyer is you can have that set up based on a particular criteria, say the price range that you're looking for, number of bedrooms and bathrooms, specific locations, lots of different criteria that you can narrow down your home search. And what happens is you can have that set up to where the agent will filter through the results. But what I prefer to do, especially in a market like this, is have the system set up to where when a brand new listing comes on the market, once it's posted, your clients, if it fits within their criteria, will also get an automatic email directly to them at the same time that as you as the agent is getting the email. So they are right at the front, ready to go. They're getting this information immediately as it comes on the market.
And the market is so fast right now. If you're a buyer, it takes so much time to go through the clutter to narrow down the new listings. If you're, say, you're jumping on Zillow or any website for that matter, and it's got all the new listings. So you see the 51 listings came on last week. you can lose an hour or two or three trying to narrow it down, where sometimes minutes matter in this market. If you're getting ready to buy a three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler in Bellingham and it's priced right, you can't wait till this afternoon. You can't wait till tomorrow morning. And certainly that's where it helps to be able to jump and make sure you're only looking at those citizens that make sense. And you can narrow it right down to the number of beds, baths, and most important, the geographic area.
Exactly. And what it's doing is that's giving you a leg, like you're saying too, Mike, with this market. You need to be ready to go as a buyer, especially if you're in looking for homes in a particular area. Whatcom County as a whole is a very hot market right now, but particularly in the Bellingham area because you have so much competition from out of the county. If you're looking for a home and you have a specific criteria, when that home comes on the market, if you're using a system with your agent, if you see something that you like, don't wait till the afternoon. Don't wait till the next day. Call your agent, text your agent. Give them a heads up because they can do a lot of behind-the-scenes work as well for you as well. So if that home comes on, you can't see the home till the next day, call your agent up, have them advocate for you. They might be able to convince the sellers to wait a little bit until you can get in to look at that house so they can have that conversation with the selling agent.
And what we can even do if we have a client that knows specifically what they want and somebody comes on the market and our client may be busy shopping or working, we can't reach them right away, we can phone that other agent and say, you just brought a house on the market that is absolutely what my client's looking for. Please don't sign anything until you hear from me. And most agents will extend that courtesy in the interest of their sellers. And then you also have that secret weapon. It's not so secret anymore, called the escalation clause, where you can actually offer more than the list price or more than the next competing offer to a maximum number. Kind of explain quickly how that goes.
Yeah, exactly. So an escalation clause, it's almost kind of like like you're bidding on an offer, a silent bid. So what you're saying is when you're putting in your offer in the house, if you're competing with other buyers, you're not sure what price point they're going to be offering at. So say you're competing for a listing that you want to offer full price, say it's $500,000. And you've got some money to work with, but you really like this home. What you do is you add in this escalation clause in increments. So say you're willing to pay up to $510 or $515. You put in the escalation clause that's the limit that you would go to, and you will beat any other offer by a specific amount, say by $2,000. So it gives the seller incentive. It shows that you are very interested in the property, and it's a way for you to be actively negotiating with the seller if other offers come in, because you might not be able to see what these other offer price points are. So by putting in that escalation clause, you're saying, hey, we don't know what the other offers are going to be, but this is how far we can go in terms of pricing.
And beware if you're a seller, there could be an escalation clause that gives you a dream sales price. You thought, oh my gosh, how can I turn this down? But remember, if you have an escalation clause that also is accompanied with a contingency on finance, if it doesn't appraise, that buyer is going to get that price without overpaying anyways, because they're going to be able to renegotiate that contract or walk away if they're not willing to pay the difference between the appraised price and what they've offered. I'll give you an example. Let's say a house is on the market for $500,000 and you do very, very well. You get several offers with escalation clauses. They go maybe to $525,000. Well, then an escalation clause says, I will pay $600,000, and I'll pay up to $50,000 more the next competing offer, up to $600,000. That all sounds really good until about a week before closing, they say, you know, it only appraised at $530,000. So now they got a $70,000 spread. You've got to figure out how to make that up. So don't get greedy, or you could lose the original buyers that were offering a market price, and you could lose the buyer that offered you so much money but couldn't get the money from the bank. So you have to be very careful. These are all reasons why to work closely with your realtor to be able to manage that. The other thing you want to make sure you do, too, is really think long and hard about foregoing an inspection. And at best, when we list a house, we encourage people, get an inspection beforehand so you'll have buyers ready to pull the trigger and you don't have to worry about whether inspection's going to mess up the deal through the contract, through the escrow period as well. And folks we use a lot, and they've done hundreds and hundreds of inspections for our clients over the years, is Pillar to Post. They give us a tip for our listeners every single week. Let's see what they have this week.
Hello. This is Matt Purcell with Pillar to Post Home Inspections. Today I want to talk to you about something that is invisible and odorless, but is a leading cause of lung cancer among non-smokers. I'm talking about radon. According to Washington State Department of Health, radon is the single largest source of radiation for most residents. Any home, new or old, sealed or drafty, with or without basements, can have a radon problem. At Pillar to Post, we can test your home for radon to make sure your investment is below the recommended levels. Although radon mitigation is fairly inexpensive, ranging from $800 to $1,200 on average, we want to make sure your home is safe the day you move in and will be okay for the lifetime you are in it. We take pride and care in protecting your greatest investment, your home. Visit us today at nwwa.pillartopost.com.
It can't be here. I thought I had more time.
What are you talking about?
Fall.
Yes, dear. It happens every year.
I know, but I was planning to replace our furnace before fall, and now it's here. What am I going to do?
You are going to do the only smart thing you can do.
Oh, and that is?
Call the experts at Linden Sheet Metal. They will be able to advise us on what system will be best for our home and budget. And maybe while they're here, you can have them look to see what it will take to get a gas fireplace. Wouldn't it be nice to cozy up to this winter?
Winter? I can't think about winter. I can barely wrap my mind around fall.
Deep breath. Now breathe out. I'm calling Linden Sheet Metal right now.
Fall is a great time to replace or upgrade your heating equipment. With top-rated products from American Standard, Linden Sheet Metal has something that will fit your budget and save money, too. Easy financing and utility rebates up to $3,000 are available. Linden Sheet Metal, on the corner of Guide and Main beside John Deere.
I'm Luann Van Werven. My upbringing and faith always taught me to respect everyone equally. Those are the Whatcom values I take to Olympia as your state representative. I believe in equal opportunity for all. I helped get drunk drivers off the road with Haley's Law, lowered textbook costs for students, and invested in Whatcom County by working with Republicans and Democrats. We must work together as we recover from COVID-19. I'm Luann Van Werven, and I would be honored to have your vote.
Paid for by Friends of Luann.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
CBS News Brief. There were a record number of new COVID-19 cases in the U.S. yesterday, more than 83,000 of them. Heather Pierce at the Association of American Medical Colleges is calling for a national testing program.
With routine testing, we can find places and find individuals who are infected faster and make sure we isolate them.
President Trump voted this morning in Florida.
It was a very secure vote. Much more secure than when you send in a ballot, I can tell you that. Everything was perfect.
The president has been criticizing mail-in ballots as sources of fraud with no evidence. Tonight is Game 4 of the World Series. Here's the call from Fox Sports on last night's victory by the Dodgers.
Here's a 2-2. Struck him out, and that is 10 on the night.
The L.A. Dodgers now lead the Tampa Bay Rays 2-1 in a series that some might say is marred by COVID-19 restrictions. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. I've got Lisa Kent in the studio today, a Windermere realtor doing an awesome job, and she's rocking it. The market is crazy, and she is busy. Hey, what's the best way for people to reach you, Lisa?
Best way, either email or phone. Direct line is 360-594-8034. Or you can send me a quick email, just lisakent@windermere.com.
That makes it simple. Exactly. So talking about the marketplace, man, oh, man, it's crazy, crazy, crazy busy. And I don't think it's going to let up. This time of year, we're supposed to be able to put our feet up a little bit and be able to catch our breath, get caught up. This is the kind of time of year we're purging files and cleaning our offices up. Our offices are getting busier and messier as more information, more transactions come in. Everyone I talk to is in the same boat.
Yeah, exactly. You we keep thinking, you know, it might slow down a little bit. That's kind of typical for fall and winter time as the seasons change. Everyone I've talked to so far, busy as ever, doing listing appointments. I've got a listing coming on most likely Monday or Tuesday out in Birch Bay Village. And that's the story I'm hearing from all the agents in the county here. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. You were talking about the alert system. And where it also helps sellers, if you have a seller, we have some folks who are selling a house for them out north of Ferndale, and they would like to move to the Linden area and maybe get a condo or whatnot there. It also works for sellers trying to get attuned to what the market is that they're headed to. They might not be quite ready to make an offer because they have a house to sell, etc. But it's a really good way for folks to start to get things dialed in price-wise. So when the right house does come along, when they are ready, they already know what they should or should not be thinking in terms of price.
Exactly. And what's so nice about that system, too, is with those automatic emails, you can actually save listings that you like. So say you've got a seller who's they're in the process of selling their home right now. They don't want to make any offers on a new home until they get their home sold, but they want to see what's going on in the market. So you set them up with an automatic email. They're getting these listings in. And what's great about it is, you know, we have the conversation with our sellers. What do you like? What do you prefer? You know, what is your criteria? But what's really great with these listings is if as a seller who's looking to buy, if you save those listings that you prefer with this system, or you even just send an email to your agent, say, hey, you know, this might not be available when I'm ready to buy, but I really like the aesthetics of this house, or I really like the location here. What's great is it can help your realtor refine their search and keep in the back of their mind as well, too, as listings come on, what kind of style you might be looking for. It just helps narrow down the results. And it also helps your sellers, too, to get a realistic idea of what their price point's going to be and what is available at that price point.
And if you're looking to a method or tool that you and I use all the time, too, is if you're looking for property and you want to make sure that it ends up on the realtor's radar, because they might hear about a listing before it comes on. You've got one coming on next week. Can't get into the details of it till it's listed, but you know there's one coming on. But if you share with your realtor of choice the perfect house, what it would look like in terms of price, location, number of bedrooms, single story, et cetera, if you can get that criteria in front of that realtor, they can keep an eye out for everything that most closely resembles that also. It's very, very helpful. I tell my buyers all the time, I say, well, email me what the perfect place would look like, and then I will email back to you after I search the MLS. And it's particularly valuable if someone's looking for commercial property, because it can be so varied and the uses are so varied that if they tell me I need 2,000 square feet of warehouse space, 1,000 square feet of office space, I'd like to be mid-county and only going to pay $2,000 a month rent, that makes it really simple for me to go through and sort quickly through the commercial broker site, for example, to get exactly the right product. And what that does for everyone, it saves time. And that's what this business is about. It's so different back when I started 22 years ago, where we waited for the phone book. That's what we used to call it. The phone book, the MLS book, to come out with the little black and white thumbnail pictures. And then we'd scramble to get hold of our clients and go out and see the place. It didn't have pictures and all that back then, hardly at all. But it's so fast now, where you can see a property come on the market and suddenly you've got three or four offers, maybe in Bellingham, in a really, really hot neighborhood, can happen within 24 hours. And what's really remarkable, when you list your house, if you type in your address in Google, an hour after it's been put in the MLS, it's everywhere.
Exactly. So what's happening is after it's listed to the MLS, and that's part of going back to our automatic emails. If you are a buyer, sign up for that, because that's the first place that's going to show your listing. But what's going to happen after it is published to the Northwest MLS, websites like Zillow, Redfin, they have an algorithm where they do a sweep of the MLS. And so within an hour or 2 hours, they're going to sweep that site and show these listings as active or pending. One thing I do want to mention with those websites, and I think why I always steer folks back to those automatic emails, especially with Zillow, some of the websites, they will not specify if a listing is contingent or pending, which has a huge difference between the two. So as a buyer if you can, talk with your agent to make sure you're still set up for those automatic emails, because you might see a listing on Zillow that's pending when it's actually contingent, which means that you still have an opportunity to come in and put an offer.
And one thing you have to be aware of, too, that we've found out quite by accident, if you subscribe for the alert system, which comes through the MLS, and you can cancel at any time, but when you do that, you also cancel the email communication with that agent who set you up. So that's something the MLS is working on fixing, but that is a little bit of a glitch that they're working through. So if you decide you're going to do that, make sure you get a hold of your agent and say, hey, we don't need the alert, but we still want to be able to communicate with you when need be. We come back to a break. We'll continue our discussion, and Lisa will share with us more about the Whatcom County I Love Whatcom logo and what you call it's what's the term you use? Open space or open source.
Yeah.
That means free, folks. F-R-E-E. For those of you that were born before 1970, let's say. We'll be right back.
You've been spending lots of time at home, and that means you've noticed imperfections, like how shabby the carpet looks, or battered kitchen floors. Or maybe your floors are fine, but you don't want fine, you want fabulous. If fabulous floors are what you're after, Ralph's Floors is ready to help. And with their inventory reduction sale going on now, you can go from shabby to chic, all while saving scads of money. The inventory reduction sale means that Ralph's is slashing prices up to 50% on new styles and colors. Get premium flooring at a fraction of the cost. And with trusted brands like Mohawk and Congoleum, you can choose from carpet, laminate, vinyl plank, tile, and more. Fabulous flooring is waiting for you, and the experts at Ralph's are waiting to help you find it. Get inspiration and advice as you pick the perfect fit for your home. So the next time you sit back and survey your domain, think, these floors look great. Hurry in for Ralph's inventory reduction sale and save up to 50%. Ralph's Floors on Front Street in Linden. Online at ralphsfloors.com.
Wynwood Enterprises is a full-service residential and commercial landscaping company that can get your property ready for summer and keep it looking good all year. Do you need to replace or add new beauty bark, compost, wood chips, sawdust, or play chips? They have a blower truck that can blow it in for you, saving you time and money. Check their website for an easy-to-use calculator to find out how much you need to get your projects done. It's also easy to sign up for an affordable maintenance contract. Get a free estimate. Find them online at WynwoodENT.com.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground covering all of it, bringing you the weather, the traffic, and breaking news, all while entertaining you 24 hours a day. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns. And that someone is us. We are free radio. We are always there. We are broadcasters. Visit WeAreBroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. I want to thank two more of our sponsors. First of all, Wynwood Enterprises. You just heard their ad. They are the folks to call right now. Make sure that your grounds are ready to endure winter so they look as good as possible come next spring. And don't think because winter's coming, you can't make the place look sharp, particularly if you're getting ready to go on the market. And Wynwood Real Estate, with offices in Linden, Birch Bay, Bellingham, Fairhaven, and their newest office in Ferndale. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how things are going to look in the next quarter, the quarter after, but I know it's going to continue to strengthen. It's incredible. Lisa, one thing that you are doing is you are expanding your business beyond. I've always focused residential a lot in the North County because that's where I live. I do stuff in Bellingham, whatnot, but you've got a reach that really goes truly into the Bellingham market as well.
Exactly. I think part of that too, I went to Western. I've lived in the Bellingham area for quite a long time.
City girl.
Small city, but you know. But yeah, I've lived in different areas in Whatcom County, developed relationships and friendships within those different parts. And yeah, I've got a
pretty
real
strong
nice,
network there.
Yeah, strong yeah. connection to the Bellingham area, and it's a great place to be.
So if you would like to employ all the tools we talk about here on Realty Real Estate on your home in Bellingham, you might want to consider getting hold of Lisa and at least talking to her before you pick anybody. And if nothing else, you'll be smarter for having done it and know what to expect from your realtor. So I want to talk, too, about, we mentioned Windermere. Windermere, during these times, continues to do a lot for the community, like so many brokerages do, no matter what name, what banner it's under. And that's the Windermere Foundation. Share with us, if you will, some things they have coming up that are pretty exciting.
So if you've got a calendar in front of you, mark next week, Thursday, the 29th of October. And the reason being, so we've got the Windermere Foundation. They've been, not in business, but they've been incorporated for about 31 years now. They started in Washington State, and their goal was to support low-income and homeless families in the area. With all of our transactions as Windermere agents, a portion of our transaction goes towards the Windermere Foundation. But what's really great is they have programs, and this is the first year they're doing this actually for the Whatcom County area. They've picked October 29th. Any donation that comes into the Windermere Foundation on that day will go directly to the Whatcom County Boys and Girls Club.
And every dime comes right back here.
Yes, to Whatcom County. And that's going to be this upcoming Thursday, the 29th. What Windermere is also going to be doing, they're going to be matching all donations up to $2,000. So if we can bring in as a community $2,000, they're going to match that $2,000, $4,000 there in total. So pretty cool idea.
For our Boys and Girls Club right here in our backyard. Exactly. You know what's exciting about that, whether it's a contribution from Spokane, from Seattle, from Longview, that particular day is all coming home to Whatcom County.
So exactly.
Pretty neat aspect they brought to it to make sure that the local needs are being met by the Windermere family, which is, I forget how many thousands of us there are, but right here in Whatcom County is probably 120, 130 agents. But you don't have to be an agent to help the foundation. And give us an idea what the foundation contributes to, aside from the Boys and Girls Club on that date, the 29th.
Exactly. So they encompass 10 different states. They started out in Washington State. They've grown to over 9 states, 10 states in total. They've raised over $41 million in the past 31 years. They go towards programs and organizations to provide shelter, food, children's programs, emergency assistance, lots of different services for those in need. Great program. We're, as agents, are incredibly proud of this foundation, and we're just excited to be able to take this day, the 29th of October, and be able to funnel those funds directly to our, you know, our backyard here in Whatcom County.
So every time we do a transaction, we make a contribution as individual agents to the foundation. On the 29th, everything goes right to the Boys and Girls Club of Whatcom County. What's the best way for listeners to participate?
So how you can get involved, Windermere Foundation has set up a website, really easy form to fill out to donate. What I've done is I've put that on my Facebook page, the business page. So if you search Lisa Kent Real Estate on Facebook, it'll be pinned to the top of the business page there. When you click on that link, it'll send you directly to the Windermere Foundation. What's great, though, about that Facebook post, you can share that. It's a public post. You can share that with your friends and family. And like you were saying, Mike, as well, anyone can donate to the foundation on any day of the year. But, you know, that particular day, the 29th, this upcoming Thursday, all of those funds are going to go right back to Whatcom County.
So mark your calendar, October 29th. That's the day to donate to the foundation if you want to support, which of course you do, the Boys and Girls Club of Whatcom County. And the Boys and Girls Club, even with COVID, they are going strong and the need is probably greater than ever. We come back from the break. We'll talk more things related to real estate as soon as we return.
Even during these challenging times, the mortgage lenders of Bank of the Pacific continue to help customers purchase, refinance, and construct their homes. Whether your plan is for a new home or just a lower payment, Bank of the Pacific mortgage lenders are here to help. Find your nearest lender at bankofthepacific.com. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 417480. All loans subject to credit approval. Certain fees and restrictions may apply.
I'm Eric Ritchie, your Whatcom County prosecutor. Representative Sharon Shoemake is a strong supporter of public safety and justice. She brought in funds for Whatcom County's Crisis Center and is working to make Whatcom County safer while saving money by making sure we have treatment and affordable housing. When I need help in Olympia, I call Sharon. She's an economist, she's practical, she works across the aisle to solve tough problems, and she's there to make Whatcom County better for everyone. Vote to re-elect Sharon Shoemake.
Paid for by People for Sharon, Democrat.
Hi, it's Scott from Northwest Sleep Solutions in Fairhaven. Just a quick reminder, if you're needing a new mattress for the holidays, shop early this year to assure that you have it on time. Whether it's a guest room mattress or something new for yourself, we have them. Choose from Tempur-Pedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, 45th Street Natural Latex, Sutherland, and our own Northwest Sleep Line, all on display at our Fairhaven store. So shop early, Whatcom County, and we'll see you soon at Northwest Sleep Solutions on the corner of 10th and McKenzie in Fairhaven.
Hello, my fellow Washingtonians. This is Jim Mattis, and I'm here to talk about that nasty virus, COVID. Make sure we're wearing the face mask, we keep the social distancing, and let's not go out any more than we have to. So over the course of my career, I've learned that divisiveness will never work in defeating an enemy. We got to all pull together. We can get through this if we're united, and we're going to win. So let's stick together, Washington, and keep up the good fight until we're on top of this. Thank you.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate, and we are delighted to have a special guest this morning. We alluded to a little bit earlier. Lisa, I'm going to let you introduce.
Thank you, Mike. So we've got Jed Holmes on the line here. He's the Community Outreach Facilitator for the Whatcom County Executive's Office, and we wanted to have him on because you guys have a new graphic logo that folks in Whatcom County can share to show their pride for the area. Could you tell us a little bit about that, Jed?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being
here.
Yeah,
so at the beginning of the year, when Executive Sidhu took office, he asked his staff to think up a way to kind of celebrate Whatcom County and all the things that make it special. You know, a lot of times all of our news is kind of down and out. It's about not having enough housing or this not being right or that not being right. And so we wanted to create an image that, you know, just kind of struck a positive note and give people a chance to celebrate. So,
well, it's an amazing image. And so the designer behind this, if folks aren't familiar, his name's Bradley Lockhart, and he's the designer behind the Bellingham flag a couple years back. So he ended up doing this logo. And so this, Jed, this isn't an open source logo or basically a free to use graphic. How can people get access to this graphic? I posted the link on my Facebook page, but are we going to be doing anything like maybe selling like bumper stickers, or is this all open to folks' creativity?
Yeah, so anyone and everyone is welcome to download it and figure out a way to incorporate it into, I don't know if it's their whatever, put it on their websites or, you know, print shirts. We're getting out, reaching out to a lot of, you know, merchandise makers and making them aware that this is out there. And if they want to make a, you know, a cap or a hoodie or a flag or bumper sticker so that they can do that. So it's, you know, we're hoping that some people will step up and give it a try. And maybe, you know, if you don't want to take the effort to create something yourself, then it will soon be available in local stores. So
Jed, this is Mike here. If I wanted to, for example, make a sweatshirt, and could I take this artwork down to, say, Bergen & Company and say, hey, would you make me a sweatshirt with this logo? And that's totally cool.
Yeah. So it's awesome. Open for anyone to use. No one has a copyright on it. It's for the public use and benefit, and we hope it just creates a positive tone in a year that's otherwise been a tough one.
You know what would be fun? And Lisa, you and I will talk about this after the show. Jed, I think this would be really cool. On this program, we should get some T-shirts made and give T-shirts to callers. This is such a neat graphic logo. And tell us a little bit about the fellow who did the artwork. Like you say, he did the Bellingham flag, which I see everywhere, even beyond Bellingham. We were traveling not long ago a long ways from here, and I saw a Bellingham flag on the back of a car. That's cool. Tell us about the artist.
Yeah, Bradley Lockhart. He's kind of a special local gem. I think probably for the last, I don't know, maybe 10 years or so, he's been in graphic design. He has done the Bellingham flag. He's got some online work if you look him up. Yeah, we worked with him. He was great to work with. You know, these things, it's always, you never know if everyone's going to like it. And he did a really good job in presenting some different options, different visions, and working together, we were able to come up with this. So, yeah.
And maybe what we'll do, we'll see if we can't get the station to put it up on the podcast as well. We'll work with Haley Joel on that. And in addition to the I Love Whatcom graphic, which is incredible, it's gorgeous, what other things are you doing in your new role to help shine the light on Whatcom County?
Well, we're going to be rolling out our newsletter pretty soon so people know what's going on in county government. Kind of boosted up our presence on social media. I said just this morning I was up in Blaine observing the eradication of a hornet nest.
Oh,
one of the
yes.
Asian giant hornets.
You're safe? So, you're okay? You didn't get stung?
No, I was space distance and everything went off well. I'm sure if you look online now you can see some photos from that.
Wow.
So yeah, we're just trying to get the word out about what's going on in Whatcom County and in Whatcom County government and trying to be responsive to citizens.
I hate to put you in this position because you might get deluged with phone calls or emails or what have you. If someone has an event, is that the type of thing that you want to know about to be able to share, or is that the wrong
path? Well, you know, that's kind of a difficult position to be in because we're not promoting events so much. But
the place,
you know, if it's a public benefit, we're happy to share those things.
Right. But if there's a murder hornet in your backyard, there's a good chance you might show up. So, hey, I'd be remiss if I didn't take advantage of the next couple minutes, if I may. How did that go? I mean, I was watching the national news last night, and there's a picture of the tree in Mr. Freeman's backyard. Wow, we're famous. How did it go this morning?
It was great. You know, it was cold. It was dark. But that's good to keep the hornets in the nest because they go in there every night to rest. Anyway, so they wrapped the tree up, plugged the hole, and then got a big vacuum cleaner and started vacuuming them out. Then after that, they went ahead and put some carbon dioxide in there so that they would, if anything was left in there that was alive, they would not be alive for much longer. And they replugged the hole. So the tree's still there. They're kind of waiting for all that to settle out, and then they'll remove the tree and start looking at what's inside. Maybe they'll be able to count and see how many, you know, empty shells there are. And, you know, like in the comb, you can see how many have hatched. So you might have an idea of how many were out there or might still be out there.
Was there press presence as well? I'm just guessing there were probably reporters there.
Well, the Discovery Channel was there. And I don't know how long it would take them to put out a film, but and I think there was an AP photographer.
No kidding. That's cool. How many did they take out? I know on the news, on national news last night, we were saying they expected maybe to be up to 300 in that nest.
Yeah, well, I just saw a photograph of the contents of the vacuum, and it's certainly in the hundreds. I can't give you a good estimate, but above 100 and below 500 probably, but somewhere in there.
I've never seen one, but I would imagine when you actually see one up close, it gets your attention.
Yeah. We did see them flying around. I stopped by the site yesterday, and a couple were flying around, and they're impressive for sure. So,
wow. Jed, I got to ask you, are you from Whatcom County? Did you come here from another area? I mean, you've got a great job. It sounds like it's going to be exciting, a lot of fun. Are you from this area, or?
I'm from the Northwest, yeah. I actually,
excellent.
Grew up in Skagit County, but, you know, it's kind of all one little area here where we enjoy a little bit of everything. So, yeah.
Very, very cool. It sounds like a neat position. And as you said right from the beginning, it's nice to have something really positive at a time where it's hard to it's nice to have that diversion to things that are good when we're all challenged by COVID and so many different issues we have to deal with. So it's really, really cool idea. What's the best way to get this download of this graphic, I Love Whatcom? I know Lisa has it on her website. Where else can they go grab it?
Well, at the moment, I think it's only on our website, but we'll be trying to get it out there to as many different places as possible. If you do visit our Facebook, you know, Whatcom County Facebook page, I think you can scroll down. We posted it up there maybe a week or two ago, and so you could download it from there if you know how to do that. So
perfect. And if folks have any questions too about getting to that site as well, feel free to give me a call, or you can also email me at lisaken@windermere.com. I can send that link over to you. Thanks so much, Jed, for
Thanks,
being
Jed.
On the show. We appreciate it.
I appreciate your time and your interest. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. We'll join you next Saturday on Radio Real Estate. Thank you, Lisa, as well.
Thank you.
This is News Talk 96.5 and AM 790, KGMI Bellingham. KISM HD2 Bellingham. It's 11 o'clock.